That turns out to be very, very hard. Compare this with the business of recognizing whether something is an A or a B or a C. It's a similar kind of process, but it's also a very, very different process, because you may say of something that you're not quite certain whether it counts as life or not life. It's kind of there on the edge, isn't it? It's probably a very low example of what you might call life. It's maybe just about alive, or maybe it isn't. Or maybe you might say about something that's an example of digital life. Does that count as being alive? Is it something, to coin someone's earlier phrase, that will go squish if you step on it? Think about the controversial Gaia hypothesis. People say, is the planet alive? Is the ecosphere alive or not? In the end, it depends on how you define such things. Compare that with handwriting recognition. In the end, you are trying to say, is this an A or is it a B? People write A's and B's in many different ways, floridly, sloppily, or whatever. It's no good saying, well, it's sort of A-ish, but there's a bit of B in there, because you can't write the word apple with such a thing. It is either an A or a B. How do you judge? If you're doing handwriting recognition, what you are trying to do is not to assess the relative degrees of A-ness or B-ness of the letter, but trying to define the intention of the person who wrote it. It's very clear in the end, is it an A or a B? Ah, it's an A, because the person writing it was writing the word apple. And that's clearly what it means. So in the end, in the absence of an intentional creator, you cannot say what life is, because it simply depends on what set of definitions you include in your overall definition. Without a God, life is only a matter of opinion. I want to pick up on a few other things that came around today. I was fascinated by Larry again talking about tautology, because there's an argument that I remember being stumped by once, to which I couldn't come up with a reply because I was so puzzled by the challenge and couldn't quite figure it out. A guy said to me, yes, but the whole theory of evolution is based on a tautology. That which survives, survives. This is tautological, therefore it doesn't mean anything. I thought about that for a while, and it finally occurred to me that a tautology is something that if it means nothing, not only that no information has gone into it, but that no consequence has come out of it. So we may have accidentally stumbled upon the ultimate answer. It's the only thing, the only force, arguably the most powerful of which we are aware, which requires no other input, no other support from any other place, is self-evident, hence tautological, but nevertheless astonishingly powerful in its effects. It's hard to find anything that corresponds to that, and I therefore put it at the beginning of one of my books. I reduced it to what I thought were the bare essentials, which are very similar to the ones you came up with earlier, which were, anything that happens, happens. Anything that is